We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas, Davi ben Menachem, Rishon Menachem Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We're in Sukkah Parakei, Mishnah Dalet. Just one word from the previous shiur about the Gezustra, the special balcony. One of the questions the Gemara asks on the bottom of Nun Alpha Amid Beis is, we have a pasuk when it comes to the Divrei Hayamim, and the pasuk says, Hakov b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil. When David is giving Shlomo the plans for part of the Beis HaMikdash, some of the storage rooms, the upper chambers, the inner room, etc., it says there, Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskil, meaning everything which Hashem gave him was divine inspiration, and it's all b'chsav in writing by the hand of God. You can't add a balcony to the Mikdash just randomly. It has to be something that Hashem commanded. So the Gemara there says that they found a pasuk, and they darshed in the pasuk that says, nonetheless, to prevent immorality, we have the right to separate men and women. Based on a pasuk in Zechariah, the pasuk in Zechariah says, V'safta ha'aretz, mishpachos, mishpachos, levad, mishpachas, beis David, levad, l'shem levad. The land is going to eulogize every family by himself, the family of David HaMelech, and their wives by themselves, etc. What does it mean that levad, beis David levad, and l'shem levad? So it sounds like the men and the women are separating, and they're separating during a time of eulogies. There's a time of the war of Gog and Magog. There'll be many eulogies we'll have to say. And the Gemara there says v'halo dram kal v'chomer. Umala asid lavo she'oskin behesped in the future when we're going to be busy giving eulogies. V'en yetzahara sholeit b'ayam. Of course, there's no yetzahara at that time. Omar Torah still anashim levad v'anashim levad. They have to separate the men and women. So achshav shasukin b'simcha. Now we have the simchas beis hashoeva. V'yetzahara sholeit b'ayam. Malachas kamen v'kamen. We have the right to separate them and build a balcony, despite the fact that this was not given to Shlomo HaMelech for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We begin Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet Chasidim VaAnshei Maisa Hayumaraktim Lifneim BaAvukos Shel Orb Shebidem. So this is this celebration. The pious people, Anshei Maisa, big people of Medaktik B'Mitzvos and Masim Tovim, they were the ones who were doing the dancing during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and they would dance with Avukos Shel Orb Yedeim, with torches of fire. They would, sounds like Rashi, the way Rashi understands it, they would juggle. Va'omim lefneim divrei shiros v'tishbachos. And they would say in front of the people, words of shiros and tishbachos. Now, what did they say exactly? So the Gemara tells you what they said. The Gemara says, it depends on who the people were. Yesh behem omen, the Gemara says in a brisa, Ashrei yaldu seinu shalobisha es ziknu seinu. You know, the achasidim and anshei maise would say, fortunate is our youth that hasn't embarrassed our old age, which means these are people who are, since they're young, they were exemplary behavior all the way their entire lives. So that's what they would say. V'yesh mehem omrim ashrei ziknu seinu shekipras yaldu seinu. And others, as you could well imagine, the Gemara says elu balei tshuva. The balei tshuva would say, fortune is our old age, which has atoned for our youth, where we kind of wasted our time. But elu va'elu omrim, the brisa says, but everybody would say, ashrei mishalo chata, fortune is the one who hasn't sinned, but umisha chata, yashuv yimcholo shedu tshuva, and Hashem will forgive him. And then it says in the Mishnah of Ahalavim, Bichinoros, Uvenevalim, Uvenitzaltayim, they would play the harps, the lyres, the cymbals, Vachatzotros, with trumpets, Vichle Shir below Mispar, instruments that you couldn't even count. So many. Al Chamesh Esrei Malos Hayordos Me Ezras Yisrael Ezras Nashim. And you know where they would play? They would play on the steps. That's where they would play the instruments. On the 15 Malos steps that went down from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Nashim, which were Kineged Chamisha Asar Shir HaMalos Sheba Tehillim. They made 15 steps, which corresponded to the 15 Shir HaMalos that we have in Tehillim from Perek Kuf Chav till Perek Kuf Lamidalet. Sha'aleim Levim Omdin Bechle Shir of Omrim Shira. It was on those steps that the Levim would stand during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva to play during that time. Now, that was only Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They would not stand on those steps when they would play the instruments for the Karbanos. That they did on the Duchen, which was the platform which was next to the Mizbeach. V'amdu Shnei Kohanim Shara Elyon. There were two Kohanim who stood in Shar Nicanor, which was the Shar Elyon, She Yored Me Ezras Yisrael Ezras Nafshim, meaning that was the Shar that was above Ezras Nafshim, and therefore was called Shar Elyon, which got you into the Ezras Yisrael. Ushte Chatzotros Bidehen, and there were two trumpets in the hands of these Kohanim, and Korah HaGever, when the Tarnagol, when the rooster would call out, when there was at Alos HaShachar early in the morning, and some say we're talking about Gvini, the crows, remember from the fifth parak of Shkolim, he would be the announcer who would say at Alos HaShachar, Imdu Kohanim Vavodaschem, so at Korah HaGever, Taku Ve'rivitaku, the two Kohanim with these Chatzotros, that was a sign that they would blow the trumpets, and that was a sign that it was time to draw the water for Nisach HaMayim from the Shiloh. Higiu Lamala Asiris, the two Kohanim now got to the 10th step of the 15 of the steps that go down from Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Nashim. Taku Viri Vitaku. They blew Tkia, true Tkia. Higiu Lazara, and then they got now to the floor of the Ezras Nashim, and once again, Taku Viri Vitaku, Tkia, true Tkia. Hayutokin Vahochim, and they kept blowing those last Tkios, Achemagin, Lashar, Hayotin, the Mizrach, until they got to the gate that goes out to from the Ezras Nashim to the Harabayas in the east. Higiu When they got to that eastern gate, Hafku, all the people who were walking out would turn Panam Lamarov. Their faces would now turn around to face west, because they're walking out in the east. They'd turn around and face west. Va'amru Avosenu, and they would say like this: Avosenu Shubamakamazah, our forefathers who were in this place in Bayis Rishon. Unfortunately, we know what happened then. Avodazara, Eshvichus Damigilei Arayis was the cause of the destruction. Achorehem Eleichal Hashem Upnehem Kedma. Their back was to the Heichal Hashem. Their face was to the east. What's to the east? Is the sun. Vehem Mishtachavim Kedma LaShemesh. Now this pasuk is in Yecheskel. It's a little bit different. Perekhes says Achorehem Eleichal Hashem Upnehem Kedma Vehem Mishtachavim Kedma LaShemesh. But that's obviously what they were saying at this time in the Azara. Va'anu L'Ka'enenu. But we, during Bayisheni, we're not bowing to the Shemesh in the east. We are now, therefore, turning west, and our eyes are towards Hashem. And Rabbi Yunomer, how you shown him, they would double their words. The Gemara says what they meant was, this is not like saying Shema, Shema, and Modim, Modim, where we have to silence someone. No, what meant was, Anu l'ka mishtachavim. We are bowing to Hashem. Ve'einenu l'ka biyachalos. Meaning, we are in the past. We're thanking you for the past. We're bowing you, bowing as thanksgiving in the past. And we are now miyachalim lahaba. We're davening. We're praying. We're hoping for a future as well. Now the Gemara says, there were other things that Chachamim would do during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. For example, they used to say about Hillel HaZaken. What would he say? He used to say the following. He would say, Imani kan hakol kan, v'imeni kan mikan. If I'm here, everything's here. And if not, then who is here? So one explanation of that is that it's referring to Hashem. Hashem's basically saying, if I'm here, everything's here. If I'm not here, mikan, meaning what's the point of being here if the Shekhinah is not Shorah? It's our responsibility to ensure that Hashem's Shekhinah is there. And maybe it refers to, no, Ani is the Jewish people. If I am here, meaning I, Hillel, as Tosis says, if I'm Hillel, I am the representative of the Jewish people. If I am here, meaning if I am here, then Akokan, then all of the Jewish people need to be here. V'meini kan, and if I'm not, meaning if the Jewish people are not here, mikan, then who is going to be here to serve Hashem? He would also say, L'makom shani oev, shom raglai molichos osi, place I always want, I love to go, that's where my legs take me. And Hashem says to him, Imata tavo el besi, ani avo el besecha, imata lo tavo el besi, ani lo avo el besecha, based on the pasuk in Shmos, b'chala makom asher azkira shemi avo elecha uveirachticha. They used to say about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when he would rejoice at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he would take 8 torches of fire and was able to somehow juggle them and they wouldn't touch one another. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya would say, when we used to celebrate during the Simchas HaShoeva, lo ra'inu shena beinenu. During those 7 days of Sukkot, we never slept. Keitzad. How is that? Shah Rishona Tamid Shel Shachar. That was the first hour. Misham Litfila. Then we daven. Misham Likarba Musaf. Misham Litfila Samusafin. Misham the Beis HaMech. We then learn. Misham Achilu, which is then we would eat and drink. Misham Litfilas Mincha, by that time it's time to daven Mincha. And Misham Litamit Shel Ben Arbaim. And Mikan Ve'ela, Chesimchas Beis HaShoeva. They were busy all day. Parakei, Mishnahe. Ein pochasin me'esim va'achas tkios ba'mikdash. They didn't have less than 21 shofar blasts in the mikdash. Ve'in mosifin al arbaim u'shmona. And they wouldn't have more than 48. Now, we mentioned in the previous mission they would blow the trumpets at the end of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the time that they went to the Shiloach early in the morning to draw the water. And we said that they would blow the shofar at the time that they arrived, when they returned from the Shiloach, when they had the Tzlochis HaMayim at the Shara Mayim. So our Mishnah is going to deal with all of the tkios that we had in the Mikdash. Never less than 21. Now, tkios and truos are all counted. So tkios also includes truos. So when we say there were 21, that includes truos as well. And now, let's go through them. B'chol yom hayusham esrim va'achas tkios ba'mikdash. Every day on a regular day, there were 21 shofar blasts. Shalosh l'psichas sha'arim. When they opened up the sha'arim of the Azor in the morning, they would blow tkia tru tkia. That's three. V'teisha l'tamit shel shachar. When they would pour the nesachim, the wine libations of the tamit shel shachar, the levim would say the shir shel yom. And then at that time, there were two kohanim who would blow the chatzotos. Tkia tru tkia. So, and two kohanim. So there we have nine tkios. V'teisha l'tamit shel bein ha'arbayim. In the previous one, when we said Teisha L'tamid Shel Shachar, rather, that meant, what do you mean nine? How did we get nine? So we got nine because when they poured the Niske HaTamid, Levim would say Shir Shel Yom, but they split it into three parts. Before each section, the Kohen would blow Tekiah Shru Tekiah. That's how you had nine. V'teisha L'tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, the same thing, Tamid Shel Shachar. So now, all together, nine Tamid Shel Shachar, nine Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and the tkios that we had before the three. So here we have 18 plus 3 is 21. Uvim Musafin, and days that we had a Karba Musaf, Hayu Musafin Otesha. They'd have another nine. How's that nine? So three times they would blow tkia tru tkia during the time of a Nisuch Hayayin for Musaf. So that's how you had nine. It made no difference, by the way, if they were double Musaf. Let's say Rosh Chodesh, that was Yontif, or something like that, or Shabbos, that fell a Rosh Chodesh. Makes no difference. Meaning, not Rosh Chodesh or Yontif. You had Shabbos, that was Rosh Chodesh, or you had Shabbos, that was Yontif. That was all nine for Musaf. Made no difference. And therefore, on such a day where there was Musaf, you had 30 tkios. You had nine more than the 21. Uve Erev Shabbos, you mosif and otsheish. On Erev Shabbos, there would be another six. If you're, let's say, Erev Shabbos, let's say that was, could have been, let's say you have the regular 21, but now I have another six. Why there are six? Shalosh lahavtila am mimalacha. You look in Shabbos on Daflam and Heyam and Beis. There would three to tell people to stop doing work. How so? One of them, meaning the tkia, was to stop doing work in the fields. The trua was to close up the shops. And the third was that they should remove the pots from off the fire and insulate them and light the candles. So that was three lahavtil b'malacha, v'shalosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol, to let them know that the day has started, Shabbos is beginning, and no malacha is allowed anymore. So if that Erev Shabbos, let's say, was the day where there was a Musaf, let's say it was Rosh Chodesh, potentially you could have 33. 30 because it was a day of Musaf, and 3 because it was Erev Shabbos. So 36. Three Erev Shabbos to be lahavdil amim milacha, and another three lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol, so that would be six. So if a day that there were Musaf, you would have 36. And if a day there was no Musaf, so you'd have 27, you'd have 21 plus these six. Erev Shabbos shebesoch achag, What about if it's a Friday in the middle of Sukkot? Oh, are you Shom Abram Mushmone? There were 48. I have to add on all the ones we spoke about. Shalosh of Psicha Sha'arim. The three which were, he's going through all of them. The one that the Azara like every day. Shalosh of Shara Elyon. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, where the Kohanim would blow the two chatzotros at that time. V'shalosh lara tachton, that was, as we learned also, when we arrived in the Azara, the Ezras Nashrim Hayotze, the Mizrach, they would blow the shofar as well. V'shalosh l'mili hamayim, after they would draw the water, came to the Azara also. V'shalosh al gabay hamizbeach, when they put the Aravos next to the Mizbeach. Also, they would blow. Some say it means during the Nisach HaMayim itself. Teisha l'tamid shel shachar, v'teisha l'tamid shel ben arbaim. That's the regular. V'teisha l'musafin, because it's musaf as well, because it's Sukkot. Shalosh l'havdil ha'melacha, if it's a Friday. V'shalosh l'havdil ben kodesh l'chol. So all together, so what do we have? We have 48. So, and the Gemara says, well, you can really have more than 48. If Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, there were 57. Why? Well, the Pesach was slaughtered with three separate groups. Each group read the Hallel three times, and they would blow each and every time at the beginning of the Hallel three tekios. So that would be 27 tekios alone. Add on to the 36 that you would have on a regular Shabbos, so then you would have 57, but because Erev Pesach didn't fall out on Shabbos that often, they didn't have that. And that's why we have no less than 21, no more than 48.